I want to call the joint committee meeting together with BF&J and HW. Time now is 6 o'clock at this time. James, will you get the invocation, please?
Grace, Heavenly Father, we come to heaven with prayer this evening, asking for your guidance and direction. Be with us as we conduct the business of the nation. Father, we ask that you be with those that have lost loved ones or in time of sadness and grief. Father, we just ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Let's start with a roll call, please, by Christy.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Travis Scott.
Here.
Chair, you have 10 present, 0 absent.
We have 10 present, 0 absent, constituted quorum. Any business not going to be official. Moving on down the agenda is approval of minutes of
October 24, 2017.
Chairman, motion to approve any necessary
changes.
Okay, motion made here. Second. Okay, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
James Jennings. Adam Jones.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Same.
Mr. Chairman, you have 7 in favor, 0 against, 2 to abstain.
Here we have 7 in favor, 0 against, and 2 abstentions.
Chairman, change my
abstain. Okay. So 6 in favor, 0 against, and 3 abstentions. Minutes been approved. Order businesses. TR 18-039, a travel resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Oklahoma City Muskogee Creek Association the use of the Great Seal of the Muskogee Creek Nation.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 9 in favor, 0 against.
We have 9 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved. Next on the agenda is TR 18-040, a travel resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing Principal Chief to execute a repayment agreement with the Oklahoma City Muskogee Creek Association. Sponsor is Lucian Tiger. Here a second.
Second.
Floor is open for discussion.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. Partner Cash. We're very pleased to have the opportunity to be here. I'm Boone Clark, the chair, and this is the Oklahoma City community. This is Teresa Gowes, a former chair, who's the overseer of the whole operation.
Committee, this legislation is also going to be for the DCA, I believe it's 1836. This is just going to approve funding. What it is, they are requesting funding for working capital for their embroidery shop as well as their gift shop. I'm going to go into elaborate a bit more on that.
Thank you. Embroidery shop, we anticipate is going to boom. It has boomed in the past. And I have the manager, Ayla Madrona, who can describe in 2 sentences. Promotions. Melissa McCoy in 2 sentences. Who can describe it?
What we're doing is we're looking to get into the promotional side. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and we're just looking to gain a small percentage of that to help with the OCMA.
Okay.
And then also this gift shop and gallery. If Ayla would give a 2-sentence summary of each.
Good evening. I'm Ayla Madrano, the manager of the gift shop and gallery. Our gift shop is intertribal. We represent artists of all nations. So with that, we have currently over 80 different artists in our gallery and the gift shop. With that, we also want to incorporate things with our youth, bringing our youth in there, getting them mixed with our artists, having our artists teach them, giving youth art shows. We have a master's art show on the list. We also have a, the fashion show. So we have a different list of art events that we will have to draw in a wide variety of crowds while representing Native artists and getting collectors from all over to come and view our gift shop and gallery.
Thank you.
Also, if you'll notice, this is set up like the Twin Hills agreement is. There's a, the terms of the repayment agreement are in here as well. There's a default agreement. There's a right to review repayment agreement. It's set up just like the Twin Hills legislation. This is set up over a 20-year period, an amount of $1,250 a month after the first year.
Okay. Are there any questions? Any questions?
It's like the added co-sponsor.
Okay. I'd like to add a co-sponsor. No objections. Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 9 in favor, 0 against.
You have 9 in favor and 0 against. That motion been approved. Next on the agenda is NCA 18-036, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to the Oklahoma City Muskogee Creek Association. Here a second, okay. We have a motion and a second. The floor is open for discussion.
Chairman, members of the committee, this is just approving the funding. And if you also note, see back section 6, eligibility states, that upon enactment of this law and receiving funds, OCMA shall not be eligible for any other economic development funding until this loan is paid in full. Also, section 5 shows your payment amount.
Okay. Kathy, interest in permanent fund? Interest in permanent fund? Questions?
What was that in? Which section?
Second page, section 6. 5 is the payment amount, 6 is eligibility.
When we say any funds, does that only pertain to the gift shop and gallery?
Any type of economic development.
Any other kind?
Yes.
Any other questions?
I have a question as far as repayment, and that is use of COD funds.
That would be an expense incurred by that business that should be paid back by the business, not the COD funds.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman.
Okay. Any other?
Yeah, I have a co-sponsor as well.
Okay. No objections? Yeah. Adam, co-sponsor. Any other questions?
No disrespect to the council, but what it says, no any other economic development funding requested to this loan. I just want to acknowledge this is a loan. It's not no special corporation. So I don't know when it says any other development funding for this loan. I read it as for this loan, not for the rest of 20 years for our community. That was just my kind of understanding, because how I read this, it says not eligible for this loan, and I understand that part, but I just want to make sure that it doesn't read that our community can't ever come back within 20 years for any future development, because we're talking about our future kids here, and I hate to hold them down 20 years from now. We're not even probably going to be here. But our younger generation that's coming up, I want that door at least to remain open, and let's just say just pertain to this business entity.
Thank you, Chairman. Ms. Gauss, that's something that I felt should be in there, because also a couple of other representatives had asked me, you know, about that, and I just think that needs to stay in there, that if you, until this is paid back, you're not eligible, because when we talk as representatives about economic development to our communities, you know, this is something, this is a very significant amount that the council may or may not appropriate, may not agree to, or may agree to, and I just think that needs to stay in there, that you're not eligible for any more economic development funding until this is paid in full, and it says development funding until this loan is paid in full, like you said, so it would tie you down to this for 20 years.
Alicia, is that what stipulations for the Twin Hills is too, that way?
I don't recall that being in there, but I know that's something that's been done in the past few years.
James?
Okay. First of all, I want to comment on the eligibility on this particular legislation, and I'll talk about Twin Hills, but in the TR, it says that it's reviewable in 5 years, so that doesn't necessarily hold you to 20 years. It can be reviewable in 5 years, is the way I interpret it. But on Twin Hills, they had a remodel out there, but they borrowed the money themselves, and they didn't come to the nation to do it. So they haven't received another loan. No.
But it, I was asking, is it in there?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, it wasn't. Okay, that's why I want to make sure.
Chairman Huff, I'd like to add also that Twin Hills asked for $1 million on their loan versus we're asking.
Okay.
No, that was the reason I asked on that one, was I just wanted to clarify if it, the way I understood it, was just for these two gift shop and the gallery. So that's why I was wondering if it's going to, if something in the future, say in 10 years, they want to start a different business, is this more or less like a loan? That's why I was wondering.
Well, the way the sponsor said that would not, they wouldn't be able to come back and tell it that some point paid off with that statement in there. Any other questions on this bill the way it's presented? John, any questions? Pete?
No.
Joyce? Rufus?
No.
Okay, referring back to Twin Hills.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're within the boundaries of the nation. So we receive taxes from them also. So
yeah.
Oklahoma City's outside. We will not receive any taxes.
Okay.
In North Texas. They pay more taxes than they do on the payment of their loan.
Okay. Travis, any questions? Any questions?
Like Mr. Jennings said, the TR we just approved gives them the right to come back after 5 years to review. So I think leaving that in there is at the discretion of some of the council members. But what we just approved, like Mr. Jennings said, is they had the right to come back to review the repayment. So that doesn't really prohibit, and, you know, if something should happen that we can try to accommodate. So that's all I have.
Randall?
That's kind of what I was going to touch on too. I mean, shouldn't they coordinate with each other since we're going to do this? I mean, are y'all okay with the 5-year review?
If it could be within that same, with that same sentence there.
Mark, he's on.
I was just going to ask if maybe we could define what the review is. Because in 5 years, we may be sitting up here and there'll be other people and we may interpret it differently. And so I think if we could define it clearly, maybe it'd be better. Thank you.
Okay, well, okay. If you look at that number five, it's 5 years of review. It's all it says talking about repayment. It doesn't talk about, you know, doesn't talk about the eligibility to do other economic development. This is only talking about review the payment portion only. So if you had 5 years to review the payment, it doesn't say that you still do economic development. There's two different things, I think.
Thank you, Chairman. That was what my comment was going to be. The review, in my opinion, would come back to review the payment, make sure the payment wasn't too much and needed to be lowered because it may not be struggling. That's why two separate.
Yeah, there's two separate deals. So.
Question?
Yeah.
This is to Ms. Clark and Skadge. On the community resolution, it actually has $3 million. Is that a typo or is that $300,000?
Yeah.
If somebody should come up in the future and it's a really good deal or something and you need the money, they can always amend this law. So that could always be done.
If we could kind of let that be reflected in there about the difference for the review and something else in that sitting, I think our future, who's going to come behind us, will also understand that in our community.
Thank you. I think right now, let's just, if we could leave it alone, because we've got a bunch of different communities we're trying to come for economic development. And if we set it right now where we're just going to be free reign to give everybody, every community, and we're trying to fund, I think all of us together are trying to help every community that we can. But if we reflect that there's nothing tied to it, then it's just open. So if we leave that in there, then it sets boundaries for us, but the other communities too, which we can amend that later. If you find something else and then we come back, then I'd be glad to sponsor it and try to amend other ways. But just right now, I'd have to vote on it like it is.
Okay. Any other questions? Chief?
Mr. Chairman, I can't recall on the loan that we had to Twin Hills, but were they audited annually, similar to smoke shops, and they have an annual report submitted?
Got
it. It is.
Okay. No other questions? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Steele?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 9 in favor, 0 against.
We have 9 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chairman.
Moving on down to these other business. Another business. Any announcements? Not here. Motion to adjourn. Second down here. Okay. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Time now is 6:20. Meeting is adjourned.